This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for a good Florida story?
We like Florida.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those Florida man.
Oh, Florida man story. Yeah. That's totally different.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure, why not?
So it's this early. Guy, Jathan Gilder, he's 32.
Okay.
He goes into this nice mall in the Orlando area, the Millennia. That's where the expensive stores are that mm-hmm. I can't afford to shop at unless it's on super clearance.
Mm-hmm.
And he told employees at Tiffany and Company.
Okay.
That he was a representative of an Orlando Magic basketball player. And it is very common for them to have people that yes. take care of a lot of things for them. Mm-hmm. Buying jewelry wouldn't be necessarily out of the norm. And he was taken to the VIP room.
Ooh, fancy.
Shown several high-end pieces of jewelry. Next thing you know, that jewelry kind of disappears.
I bet he did, too.
Well, he did eventually flee the store,
mm-hmm.
but mall security cameras captured the images of Gilder leaving in a blue Outlander. Detectives traced it to a rent-a-car place in Houston, and Florida Highway Patrol spotted the car.
Nice.
All the way up Interstate 10 in Tallahassee.
Wow.
He was booking.
He was
cooking and booking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did they find the jewelry on him? Kind of.
Okay.
They did a scan of him.
Oh,
and
there
were foreign objects in his stomach.
Yeah, I knew what was going there. I could tell.
Apparently, $770,000 worth of Tiffany earrings.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would... Man, if you might try to swallow like jewelry, I would think that'd go down rough.
Yeah, I would think so.
And it's not going away. What are you really accomplishing? You're just delaying the inevitable, literally.
Yeah, and maybe it just kind of went sideways for him, but it's not like this is the first time it happened.
Oh.
By this guy.
Wow. Okay. Pattern here.
Yeah. He pulled off a similar robbery, in fact, at another Tiffany and Company location.
Well, he likes to shop at nice places.
Apparently he does. Yeah. This one in Woodlands, Texas. Yeah, ain't no poor people around Woodlands.
No.
Even the people mow your lawn.
You got to get
making six figures.
Yeah.
But anyway, he has 48 separate warrants out.
48?
In Colorado. Yeah.
Well, he gets around.
He does,
Colorado,
doesn't he?
Texas, Florida. Wow. And he has good taste.
Yeah.
Tiffany and Company.
I wonder what the turnaround time is. You know, when you could produce the goods for, you know, your neighborhood fence.
Well, in this case, he'll be providing them for law enforcement. How would you like to be that detective?
No. No. I would think that the low person on a totem pole would have to deal with the chain of custody.
Yes.
Yeah. Of materials that are pertinent to the case.
Almost $800,000 worth.
Yeah. He was shown a pair of 4.86 carat diamond earrings worth $160,000, and then a pair of 8.19 carat diamond earrings worth $609,000, a 5.61 carat diamond ring worth over $500,000.
Wow.
Ah, man. That, like you said, swallowing that?
Yeah, that's...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, where there's a will, there's a way, I guess.
But again, what are you going to accomplish? Because now you've got to wait, and they're still going to bust you for the theft. So,
yeah, he hasn't learned his lesson, but if he's got warrants that are out for him in Colorado and what he did here, maybe...
He's going to have a lot of free room and board.
He's going to have time to think about his actions.
Yes.